This is Avishai Magenzi, and we continue our study of Masechet Midot. The first chapter, the seventh Mishnah. Shnayim she'arim hayu le'beit ha'moked. The Beit ha'moked had two entrances. Echad patuach l'chel ve'echad patuach la'azara. One was open to the chel, as we have mentioned previously, was not sacred. One was open to the Azara, which was sacred. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ze shehaya patuach la'azara, Rabbi Yehuda says that the entrance that was open to the Azara, Pishpesh katan hayalo, had a smaller opening within it, Shebo nichnasin liblosh et ha'azara. And this opening was used every morning to enter the Azara and make sure that all the utensils are in place. The eighth Mishnah, Beit HaMoked Kippah. The Beit HaMoked had a dome built upon it, or even more correctly, it itself was a dome. Uvait Gadol Haya, and it was a big structure. Mukaf Rovadin Shel Even, and it was made of many layers of rock that resembled stairs. Bezikne Beit Avi Shenim Sham, and the seniors of the Beit Av, the Kohanim that were working there at the time, used to sleep on these stairs. Umaftechot ha'azara be'adam. And they held the keys to the Azara, and no one was allowed to use them without their permission. Ufirchei chehuna, and the minor Kohanim, ish kisto ba'aretz. They used to sleep on mattresses on the ground.